The worst part of my anxiety spiral wasn't even the racing thoughts. It wasn't the constant fear. It was literally how my body was attacking itself. I literally couldn't even eat food. I'd wake up feeling extremely nauseous, and even on days I felt fine, the moment I ate, I would get slammed with a panic attack. And every time I'd search online, trying to understand why was I experiencing these symptoms, these sensations, I'd spiral deeper into believing that this was my life forever. And the more I tried to figure this out, the darker this became, the more terrifying this became. And I was becoming convinced that this was gonna be permanent. Now for you, it might not manifest as eating. It might be that chest tightness that you feel that comes out of nowhere, that disconnected floating sensation that makes reality feel wrong. You might get these sudden waves of dread that flood your entire system for no reason. And like most people trapped in the cycle, you're probably thinking, if I could just get rid of this one symptom, everything would be okay. And I get that. What I'm about to reveal in this video is something I desperately wish someone would have told me when I was struggling. But I need you to pay close attention and watch this video in its entirety. The more you're able to understand this, the more you're able to break out of this loop and go back to living without dealing with these intense symptoms. Now, here's what almost everyone gets wrong about anxiety. They think that they're stuck in this simple fear and relief cycle. So whenever you're feeling fear, whenever you're feeling symptoms, sensations, you need to find relief. And when you feel that relief, the symptoms go away. But there's a deeper pattern that's running underneath all of this. This is something that therapists, doctors, and even most anxiety experts completely miss. Every time you try to escape the symptom, what you're doing is that you're sending your nervous system a signal that something is dangerous, that we are not safe until this goes away. And so what happens is that you use these breathing techniques, you use these relief measures to find some symptom relief, but what it does is that it tells your nervous system that something is wrong. What's really going on is what we call a fear and proof cycle. The proof is that the fear was valid. And what happens is that it reinforces that there's something dangerous. You're feeling the sensation, the discomfort, the fear. And if you react to that fear, your nervous system is seeing that there is proof that this fear is valid. What it does is that it reinforces that there is danger. When that reinforcement happens, that's where your symptoms come back up. So if you're feeling brain fog and you fear that this brain fog is preventing you from working, or you feel like you need to do something about it, your body and mind say, Sean is reacting to this. This must be dangerous. And what it does is that it kicks on the fight or flight response more. It starts making you think even more, which batters your mind and causes the brain fog to increase. Now, before we talk about how to break through this loop, if this video is making sense, definitely subscribe. It helps the channel out a lot more than you think. I hate asking, but it points this channel to the right people and it allows us to keep making this free content to help you on the healing journey. And make sure to tell me in the comments if this is something that's really something you're dealing with. And as a thank you, I'll do my best to respond to as many messages as I can. Now, you might notice that you might have tried some techniques that might have worked yesterday, but all of a sudden didn't work today. That's why maybe you tried supplements that may have worked the first time, but then they stop working. And I want you to know that I discovered this the hard way. I had spent literally thousands of dollars trying to find the solution. I even began reading research papers about this, and I would speak to doctors. And through my own brutal journey coming back to freedom, here's what I found that changes everything we know about healing anxiety. You have a part in the brain called the amygdala. This is like the ancient threat detector. It doesn't calm down through logic. It doesn't care about rational understanding. It only learns through direct experience. This is crucial, so let me share this again. Your nervous system learns through action, not just information. It's how you respond. So whenever you feel a sensation and you think it's dangerous and you react in fear, you're teaching your amygdala that there is danger. This is why knowing sometimes that it's just anxiety doesn't always help. You might notice it's still uncomfortable. You might notice that you still don't want to feel it. Oftentimes, understanding the mechanics of what's going on is the starting point to your healing journey. It stops you from compulsively looking at these relief patterns, these breathing exercises, these, changing your diet, exercise. Those things are fine, but when you start using it as an escape from your symptoms, this is what keeps it alive. What your brain really needs is that it needs evidence, real tangible proof that these sensations aren't dangerous. Every time you're checking your pulse, controlling your breathing, seeking reassurances, trying to calm down, fighting the sensations, distracting yourself, avoiding triggers, you're telling your nervous system, this is an emergency, we need to act now. But what happens when you don't react? When you let the sensations be there without trying to fix it? When you continue living, even when you have moments of discomfort? Well, something remarkable begins to shift. Your brain begins to question its own alarm system. It starts saying, wait, if this was really dangerous, wouldn't we be doing something about it? Now for me, this meant eating even when I did feel nauseous. It wasn't waiting to feel better. It wasn't trying to calm down first. It literally was me putting food in my mouth while I was feeling terrible. Was it comfortable? No. Was it what my anxiety wanted? Absolutely not. But it was corrective because every bite sent my nervous system a new message. Hey, we can feel this way and it can still be okay. The same principle applies to everything. Walking with a racing heart, driving with dizziness, working through brain fog, living while you're feeling afraid. Every time I continued functioning without trying to fix the feeling, my brain perceived the updated data. This is what neuroscientists call inhibitory learning, creating new neural pathways that begin to override the fear response. Inhibitory learning is a concept from psychology, especially in exposure therapy for anxiety, that refers to teaching the brain that a feared stimulus is not actually dangerous, rather than trying to erase the feeling altogether. See, you've trained your system to believe that your own sensations are the problem, that your own inner world isn't safe. And the more you try to manage it, the more it reinforces the idea that we're only safe when we're symptom-free. That's not recovery. That is dependency. That is avoidance. So what do you do instead? Well, you stop trying to escape. You start teaching. Not teaching with thoughts, teaching with action. Every time you resist a symptom, try to fight it, fix it, or make it go away, you're sending signals to your nervous system that we're in danger. That resistance is what's keeping the fight or flight system active. Your body can't enter healing mode when it thinks it needs to protect itself. But the moment you stop resisting and you let the sensations be there while continuing to live, you're telling your brain this isn't a threat anymore. Your amygdala, that fear response in your brain, doesn't calm down because you understand something logically. It calms down when it sees over and over that the thing it's afraid of doesn't require a response. And that's the beginning of what we call desensitization. For me, that meant eating through the nausea, not waiting for it to go away, but eating even while it was there. That alone created a massive shift because my nervous system had spent months associating food with danger. So every time I avoided eating or panicking while eating, it reinforced the fear loop. And when I ate anyway, even with the discomfort, my brain had to stop and go, wait, maybe this isn't dangerous after all. Same thing when I walked around the block with a pounding heart. Instead of checking my pulse or trying to calm down, I just walked. It wasn't comfortable, but it was corrective because it gave my brain new evidence. We can be in this state and still live. One of the biggest shifts you can make is this. Stop chasing relief. Start practicing neutrality. Most people are focused on feeling better right now, but recovery doesn't happen when you just feel better. It happens when your brain no longer treats symptoms like threats. You don't calm your nervous system by trying to calm it. You calm it by showing that there's nothing to fear. I stopped making my sensations the enemy. And when I did that, my body finally had permission to stop sounding the alarm. That's when recovery truly began. And if this video clicked and you want to go deeper, I've written out a free ebook called Fearless, which is a proven way to heal anxiety, panic, and a highly sensitive nervous system. The book is absolutely free. It walks you through what we talked about today. You can get the link down below in the description. Now, as you're on the healing journey, you might be wondering, how do I know if this is actually working? If you want to know the signs that healing is happening, it happens often underneath the surface, even if things still feel messy on the outside. Well, make sure to watch this video right here where I break down the 12 ways to know your nervous system is healing and what to do to make these symptoms go away.